This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Hi, Caroline. We've got something really exciting coming up next, haven't we?
We have. Oh, what a great surprise has walked into the studio.
We've managed to collar horse McDonald. She's in town for 2 days and preparing to do her big gig at the Wesleyan tonight. So she's agreed to come in and have a quick chat with us.
Yeah.
So welcome to the studios.
It's very nice to meet Kath and Kim after all these years.
They stole our thunder.
They certainly did, thank God. But, well, I can always pretend I'm wee Mary McGregor.
Why not?
Yeah, because we've just discovered wee Mary McGregor and we think she's funny. Anyway, okay. It's lovely to be here because we've spoken, obviously, over the telephone and done interviews like this. And, you know, I met when Anita was overseas in our little country. But it's nice to be actually here. It's fantastic.
And you've had a good time while you've been in Australia?
It's a very fleeting visit. We fitted you in.
Oh, that's good.
It's a busy schedule.
And you spent some time in Perth?
We did. We had a short tour in the UK and we finished in Perth, Scotland. And we flew a day. We had a day's break. Then the day after that, we flew to Perth in Australia.
2 days.
And we were only there a day. And then we had a party. We'd perform at a party. And then we decided to fit you guys in. But we've got to be on Saturday. We have to be in Hamburg.
Wow.
So the only way we could do this was to just do it the way it is, which is very fast.
And yeah.
Most people, including customs, wouldn't expect people to be here for just 7 days.
No, they won't believe you when you're checking out.
No, they didn't. They didn't believe Gordon. Gordon had a bit of the third degree.
Uh-huh. Oh, dear. Gordon, for those who don't know, is, I guess, the technical guru
in
the band.
He's my right-hand man.
Yeah.
Gordon is a very talented musician and singer and writer. And, yep, he's acknowledging that.
And he's gorgeous too.
He's gorgeous as well. Gorgeous Gordy.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he came along. I think, to be honest, if I'd come this distance and been this tired and done everything myself, it would have been a lot more stressful, but it's great having him around.
For sure.
But,
yeah.
We've got a really great band over in the UK. Really great, really nice chemistry. Gordon and I have just started doing some writing as well, so it's hopefully going to bear more fruit.
Yeah, well, this all came about because I constantly got asked when Horse is coming to Australia. So we were sort of toying with the idea of you coming over early next year, and all of a sudden
caught you on the hop.
An opportunity
here.
Arose.
We're coming.
Yeah, fantastic. Can't believe you look so unjaded from all that flying. It's fantastic.
It's it must be in the genes. It's the Scottish, good Scottish genes. Yeah. I think we've been talking about it. I think I've done a lot of sort of trips abroad, long distances, etc. And I think the trick is to try and fit in with the time, the zone that you're going to. Drink plenty of fluids, non-alcoholic, and
of course,
and
boring.
As much sleep as possible, really.
Yeah,
we had a good catch-up last night when we arrived in Melbourne, so fantastic. So
you're probably in better shape than I am.
We might be, actually.
No,
that's terrible. I shouldn't say that.
So tonight we're going to be presenting you at to a packed house at the Wesleyan. You got a chance to go along and have a look at it last night.
Uh-huh. So, what, do you want me to tell you what I think of it? The food was fantastic.
That's important. We're eating there tonight, so good.
I have played in the strangest places and all sorts of venues, all sorts of sizes. I've played at the Albert Hall. I've played in people's living rooms.
Right.
You know, so the Wesleyan is no kind of unusual venue in the respect that it's not that big. However, it's got a really nice atmosphere in it, and I love the fact that it's got a tin roof, which they've actually built a wooden structure in that room.
I
did visit what you call the Dunny, and I took a photograph of it because I was a wee bit shocked, because you'd think it was a Dunny from the Outback. Or the bush.
I'll have to have a look at that too.
You will probably visit.
Probably.
You will have to visit it, no doubt, at some point. It looks great. The atmosphere in the place was amazing. And we literally arrived and Gordon and I were standing at the bar and the man next to him We were wondering what beer to get, because obviously slightly different selection from what we have. And the guy started to point out one of the beers, and then we realised his accent was Scottish. So he's been here, what, how many years? 10 years. He's been here 10 years. And he comes from Fife, which is where I was born. But he was like, oh, you guys from Scotland? Oh, I know who you are. And, you know, he has friends. Like, oh, we're going to come tonight.
Fantastic.
So that, just to travel all around the world, walk into a place you've never been to before and bump into somebody that potentially knows exactly who you are. It's great. It's fantastic.
Oh, that's lovely.
And she was chatting up some young girl that joined
us
on the table.
I was not.
That'll happen tonight, hopefully.
I was just being friendly.
Yes, inviting people along. Yes.
Okay.
Well, I'm sure it's going to be a great night. One of the things that I was very anxious to get you in here was because you said that you would do a song for us live in the studio for all those people who can't get through the door tonight.
Nice. Yeah, we'll do that. But will we do a song?
Okay.
We just so happen to have had guitars.
Excellent.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station Joy
94.9. Wow. Well, thank you so much for that, horse.
Yes, that wasn't too bad considering we're not quite warmed up yet.
Okay.
That's dedicated to all the people that couldn't come to Wesleyan, and we'll see you next year instead.
Keep our fingers crossed, aren't we? Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'd like to thank you for taking the time to come in here today, and I'll be there to hear you in fine voice tonight.
Have a ripper show.
A ripper show.
Yeah, you've got to learn these colloquialisms.
I don't know. Is that colloquial? Being a Dutch girl, I don't know if it is or not. I'd be confused. I'm stuck in the middle of a truly international show.
So thanks very much, and next year, if we get you out here again, we're going to keep you in Melbourne a lot longer and do a few more of these, perhaps.
Yeah, love to. Yeah, and lots of love to all your listeners.
Thank you.
And thank you for doing everything you've done, Anita. It's been amazing.
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Horst, and thanks, Gordy.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.